Hey families, welcome to this episode of Adventures of the Star Keepers, an Elevation Church Kids podcast. Make sure to check out the show notes because we've got some questions for your family to answer together related to the topic of today's episode. See you on the other side.
You dropped it.
Are you kidding me?
It's heavy.
He's headed right towards you. Duh! That was too close.
Too slow. I think all those legs are slowing you down. Let me help.
He cut off his leg.
It's a robot. He didn't feel anything.
Now he's really mad.
What was that?
He's throwing chairs.
Okay, that's it. Come and get it, crustacean. Take that. Strong, and his arm doesn't get tired. I wish I had a robot arm.
Request granted.
Sam, what are you doing? What's that thing coming out of your arm?
Answer, a missile launcher. Launching in 3, 2, 1.
Hit the deck.
Bullseye.
Enemy threat has been incinerated.
No kidding. There's nothing left of that robot crab. Sam, are there any more of these things coming our way?
Sensors indicate a large underwater presence approaching at a high speed.
No chance that's just a friendly dolphin?
Answer, unlikely.
You said you brought us here because you needed help operating the base, right?
That is correct.
What do you know about the base's defenses? I mean, there's gotta be shields or something, right? Ooh, what does this button do?
That is the rapid temperature regulation.
This whole room is covered in ice. Way to go, Elsa.
You have that movie here, too?
Hey, let it go. We're in the middle of saving our lives.
Right. Sorry. What about this button?
That is audio control.
Oh, what is this?
Answer, this is my jam!
Turn it off and quit pushing buttons.
Okay, no more buttons. But what about this big red lever?
That is the flotation activation.
What did you do?
The base, it's shaking.
Hold on to something.
We're moving.
Look out your window. We're rising to the surface. There's no way those metal crabs can follow us now.
Yeah, but shouldn't we be slowing down? We're going way too fast. Sam, what's happening?
Answer, flotation activation.
But at this rate, we're going to launch right out of the water. Why isn't the base slowing down?
Answer, flotation activation.
Tex, grab this rope and hold on. It looks like things could get a little bumpy.
You think?
We're almost to the surface. Hold on tight. We made it out of the water, but we're still going up.
We're flying!
You gotta be kidding me.
This thing can fly?
Apparently.
I don't want to go to the moon.
What's that noise?
Is it the sound of us plummeting to our deaths?
No, it's coming from up above us. Look, it's a balloon.
It's bigger than the base.
And we're slowing down.
I don't believe it.
We're floating. The whole base turned into a giant hot air balloon. Ooh, let's do it again.
No, thank you.
Oh, come on. Where's your sense of adventure?
I think I left it way down there. Hey, what's that?
Where?
Down there. Looks like an old castle or something.
That is the rat's lab.
Seriously? It's huge. And dark. And terrifying.
She designed it like a fortress. Nothing gets in, nothing gets out. And somewhere deep inside, past hundreds of guards and traps, is the center of all of Ratiform's evil plans. The vault.
What's in the vault?
The vault is a secret room where the rat keeps her portal star.
The rat's got a star? In a safety deposit box?
It's not really a star, it's an emerald. Laser cut from maximum brilliance into 16 needle sharp points. It powers her portal generator.
Wait a minute. I thought you said her portal generator didn't work.
It doesn't. Not yet. But one of these days, she's going to get the calculations right.
And then what?
And then she'll be able to jump from world to world, destroying everything with her greed and power and robot creatures.
How many worlds are there?
I don't know. But we have to protect them.
We?
Yeah. You and me.
I don't think so. I'm just trying to get home.
You've got the bracelet, Portal Jumper. You can't just leave. Saving the world is basically your responsibility now.
What? I didn't even mean to put this thing on. I can't save anyone. I just wanted to go camping with my mom.
This world needs you. So you can go back to your camping trip and stuff your face with marshmallows. Or you can help us. You can help me. You could do something that matters.
Look, I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but... What was that?
Sounds like something hit our balloon.
There it was again. Do you see anything?
There, stuck at the balloon. There are birds.
Here comes another one.
Flotation system.
That bird just made a hole in our balloon with its beak.
There's something weird about these birds. Are they humming?
Maybe they're hummingbirds.
Or maybe they're not birds at all. Look down, over there.
The rat is firing mechanical birds at us.
Like darts.
What do we do?
I don't know, but we're losing air.
We're sinking.
A few more hits and we could crash.
You got us again.
Grab onto something. We're going down.
What do we do?
Dex, I have good news and I have bad news.
I could really use some good news right now.
The good news is that from this angle, we can bypass most of the rat's outer level defenses and land right inside the lab.
That's the good news?
Bad news is that we're gonna have to jump.
What? Are you crazy?
Sam, are you there?
Affirmative.
Please tell me this ship has a couple of parachutes.
Answer. Parachute packs are located in the emergency supply panel.
Emergency supply panel.
There it is! Right over there!
Good eye, Dex. Here are the parachute packs. Quick, put this on.
River, please. There has to be another way out of here.
Oh, there is.
Really? What is it?
Well, you could plummet to your death.
I'll take the parachute. Thanks.
Pull it tight. Sam, are you gonna be okay?
Answer. This metal shell most likely will not survive the impact of the fall.
Use a parachute.
These parachutes are not designed for the weight of a machine.
What can we do then? We can't just let you crash.
If you remove the computer chip from my back, my master can outfit another metal shell with my operating system. Here.
Is that the chip?
Affirmative.
Dex, get the chip. And Sam?
Yes, Liver?
We'll see you soon. Thanks for everything.
I was happy to serve.
He's not moving.
That metal is just a shell now. Sam is safe inside that computer chip. Trust me.
River? The ground is getting closer.
Quick, help me lift this emergency hatch in the floor.
It's really heavy.
Okay, when I see three, we'll jump together.
I can't do it. I'm afraid of heights.
Now listen, we have to land together. So take my hand and don't let go.
Ow! Maybe don't crush it either. Sorry.
One, two, three. We made it!
Again with the dark! I can't see anything! Where are we?
I don't know. Somewhere inside the lab.
You don't think anybody saw us?
I don't think so. The giant nose-diving balloon ship was a pretty good distraction.
So, now what?
Now we steal the rat's portal star, put an end to her evil plans forever, and save all the worlds forever.
Oh! Is that all?
And the best part is that she'll never see it coming. We'll take her completely by surprise.
River! Dex!
Who's there?
I've been expecting you.
Listening to this episode of Adventures of the Starkeepers. Don't forget to take a look at the show notes for questions for your family to answer together. Also, you can check us out at elevationchurch.org for even more fun content for your kids and resources and sermons for you. See you on the next episode of Adventures of the Starkeepers.